GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Already listeners chiming in on our question of the day. Because if you follow us on Twitter or we're friends on Facebook, George Hill Rick Tyler Show, you see it before it comes out of our mouths into the microphone and out of your radio speaker. Should Maine's legislature pass a bill legalizing sports gambling? So this is a carryover bill, Professor?
The LD was 553. It was passed before the end of the legislative session, but it was one of those bills that got into that limbo, mm-hmm. right? And I can't go over the rule, but the number of days, and it ended up not being signed by the governor. In fact, it was passed rather quickly through the House.
I should have consulted you before writing this question of the day then. The legislature has already passed a bill.
They passed LD 553. The governor decided to take more time to review the bill. And so now...
Should the question be, should Governor Mills sign the bill legalizing sports gambling? Should that be the question?
Well, I want to be careful here because it's going into the second session. And my understanding is that it's in there somewhere. The opportunity for the bill to pass into law would be now in January 2020 as the legislature comes back on, what, Wednesday? They're back this week. They come back Wednesday. And they have a whole bunch of stuff that's important. Now, associated with this a little bit is the fact that New Hampshire has just done it. They're online or are in the process of going on. And New Hampshire is going to have sports betting. Now, remember, the Supreme Court has agreed that sports betting is legal. That was the big change in the law.
Sidebar, is New Hampshire in the process of bringing it online, or can I now go across the border and go and then start gambling over there?
Well, they've partnered with a group called DraftKings, mm-hmm. and you have to register. I'm not a gambler, so I don't know. But yes, in fact, you can bet in Maine now, but you have to do it offshore. And many people do. The opportunity to pass this bill is coming up again. Now, I think that Louis Lucchini is the guy that has been pushing this.
And as you asked, I sent out a note to him, and he has not replied yet.
Well, he's a busy guy. The bill proposed that Maine betting sites with retail sites, sports betting will be permitted in about 11 locations. That would be... And it's different in every state. Rhode Island is now online. 4 tribal casinos, 4 off-track betting shops, 2 casinos, and a racetrack was the original proposal. Now, online operators won't have to have deals set up with land-based sports books in Maine. It gets a little complicated. The current bill that is in the hopper somewhere in there... would take up who's going to be taxed, how it's going to be taxed. The last I knew, the 16% of revenue, retail sites at 10%, and a license was available for around $20,000. My question really was, when I brought this up, I guess on Friday, I haven't heard a thing about it. Have you?
No.
And we're looking at money that's on the table, really. It's just about $7 million a year, maybe more, maybe less. Nobody knows for sure. New Hampshire is just, they had 12,000 people sign up the first day. Now, am I pushing for gambling? No, but I'm wondering, what are we doing with this?
I guess it's more important than ever to get Louis Lucchini on the phone to answer this question, because I'm still puzzled. Did the legislature pass it? It went to the governor's desk. Did it die?
No.
Or did it just get kicked back? Must the legislature repass the same bill in order to get it before the governor again?
They passed LD 553. That I know. And it got into... I tried to view the bill yesterday, but they've pulled it down. It's not on the website. It's a... The bill proposes to ensure proper oversight of sports betting in Maine. And that's about all you can get out of 553 right now on the legislative website. My understanding is that it's in limbo in there somewhere. But it passed, and it passed quickly through the House, and it required a signature of the governor. She did not sign it. Now, remember when we went through this whole bunch of bills, and she had so many days, and when it came down to 3 days.
I recall when Governor Paula Page had 65 bills that he had to take care of in a short amount of time, and he did. Some he did, some
she did too. Every governor does. But if you don't do it in a certain number of days, it carries over, I guess. I'm not in the legislature. I don't know. So I guess my question is, what are we doing? There's a lot. New Hampshire, for instance, is they've partnered with DraftKings, and they're going online now. Rhode Island is online. Now, we've missed the football season. You're going to miss the Super Bowl. Now, again, I'm not advocating we go out and everybody go bet, but there are people in Maine who are betting. But they're betting offshore now. New Hampshire sports betting. They went online in December. They have legalized it back in July when Maine passed their bill, but they signed theirs. Governor Sununu signed the bill after members of the House voted to approve it down in New Hampshire. They made some amendments, and what they did in New Hampshire, they had mobile operators, 5 of them, and land-based operators at 10 of them. In other words, some are on the phone, some are, you have to go in bricks and mortar.
Here's some of the top comments coming into us in our Facebook thread. Again, if we're connected on Facebook, you get the question of the day before others do. Larry writes to us, former lawmaker Larry, I believe. Perhaps the larger question should be, is this a real emergency and should it be addressed in the second session? So Larry, I guess that's a question about the way the state government runs. If there is a bill that passes and it didn't get the governor's signature, that limbo that it's in, does it automatically come up again? Must it be brought up again? Did it have to go through the legislative council to be brought up again? Jason writes to us, as long as no EBT cards are accepted for payment, which has been a problem in the past. Rena raises a question here. Gambling is gambling. If people want to throw their hard-earned money away, that should entirely be up to them. The question that comes to mind after reading Rena's comment in our Facebook thread is, don't we have plenty of other opportunities to gamble in the state of Maine?
Oh, my goodness. There's all kinds of gambling in Maine.
So
The state's in the gambling business.
Not throwing this at you, but I'm just throwing this out to say, do we need another avenue to gamble? That's a rhetorical question.
Well, they're doing it anyway. The question is, where are they doing it? They can do it in New Hampshire. That's not far away. They can do it online on the offshore betting sites, which there are many.
This text message to us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Not sure which way to go on this question of the day. It would give more tax money for the state to waste? Well, the money would go to this. I'm sure there's a cascade involved in this, isn't there?
I don't know what the cascade in Maine would be. I know that in New Hampshire, I think they put it into education.
As past gambling initiatives, there have been promises that we'll take this amount of money and this amount of money or this percentage of a percentage and give it to the tribes or harness racing or fill in the blank. Herb writes to us, whom would this hurt? Whom would it benefit? And he says, he ends his comment by saying, while you take care of that, I got to go buy my lottery ticket.
People buy lottery tickets. They bet in offices. They bet online on offshore gambling. Not legal in the state of Maine, but you can bet offshore. You can go over to New Hampshire. New Hampshire and Rhode Island are the two New England states that are online now.
Much like advocates of legalizing marijuana would tell you, those states around us or near us or even Canada that has already legalized although crossing the border with pot is still an issue. Talk with Jason Owens, our good friend from the Border Patrol. The advocates of legalizing marijuana will say, well, we missed the boat. We could have made a whole lot of money by now that could have gone into the state coffers to do with whatever those in power decide to do. And as George just said a moment ago, is there money on the table that we've now lost? 1-800-966-1039. I'll rephrase the question of the day. Should Augusta pass a bill legalizing sports gambling? I'll take it out of the legislature's hands and give it back to the governor if she indeed did not sign the bill. And what state it's in, we're not sure. Caller, hi, GHRT. Should Augusta pass a bill legalizing sports gambling? What are you thinking?
No, there should be no gambling in the whole state. No lottery tickets, nothing. The money, you ask somebody who sells furniture or appliances, they don't sell as many anymore.
You think because people are blowing all their money on lottery tickets, scratch tickets, or going to a casino?
And then Massachusetts has three casinos now, and the main ones are not doing that great.
1-800-966-1039. I can't tell if the main casinos,
they're all open.
I can't tell if the main casinos are not doing so great, because the only time, I've never been to Oxford, got to tell you, I've driven by, but I've been to Hollywood, I got to say, less than 10 times. But each time, I mean, granted, a couple of times it was in the middle of the day and still there were people there and they were doing what they wanted to do, spending the money the way they wanted to spend their money, and they had a smile on their face. Corey writes to us, it's another way for corruption. So I say no.
All right, so let's flip that over. So we're okay in Maine with legalizing drugs, as we did with marijuana, but not with something people are already doing called gambling. Which sin are you going to vote for?
All sin is equal in God's eyes. Caller, hi, GHRT. Should Augusta pass a bill legalizing sports gambling?
Not if they're getting any form of public welfare. They shouldn't be able to gamble with taxpayers' money.
And that's going to
that
be
really
tough.
Isn't the issue.
Well, no, that could be an issue within the bill. Some might say, all right, yeah, I'll sign on to this, but I need you to separate the wheat from the chaff. Remember, we had the big to-do over the EBT where you could take money out of an ATM.
Cards.
Well, no, you can take that EBT and you can go get a cash disbursement and you can spend it on tattoos, lottery tickets,
marijuana.
Spend it on booze. I don't think they'll... I don't think that DraftKings will accept an EBT as tender.
Well, you don't have to go to DraftKings. That's what New Hampshire did. In DraftKings, you just simply establish an account, and you bet off that account. You put $100 in your account, and you bet off that account.
Text message to us. I'm from Oxford, and it always amazes me how many vehicles are in the casino parking lot. Rob writes to us, unfortunately, the lottery is a tax on the poor and those who can't do math. Rob, I don't disagree with you, but is it entertainment? I go to a dinner party. Someone buys the lottery tickets and brings them so we can sit around the table and daydream about how we're going to spend it and who we're going to spend it on. Caller, hi. Should Augusta legalize the bill or pass the bill that legalizes sports gambling in Maine?
No, because it's just taking more money out of the houses where children need to be fed and needs to be put towards the children, not gambling, not marijuana, not any of that.
And this person points out to us, gambling is not a sin. And technically, they are right. But if you love gambling more than you love God, then you are breaking the first commandment. So then gambling is a sin.
So no horse racing, no poker games.
You can get all of that at Hollywood right now.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying to the person.
Well, I'm just saying, he said he didn't want any of it.
Well,
so
the previous person
the horse race business.
The previous person thought that. I'll still got the note out to Louis Lucchini, the sponsor of the bill that the legislature passed. The governor didn't sign about legalizing sports gambling in Maine. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show on The Voice of Maine. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.